The Property Feature on 702.
So on Thursdays, we talk about property. Sometimes we talk about buying property and selling property. Today, we're going to focus our attention on fixing up property. And we're going to go into even more detail than that because my guest, Thomas Rogers, who is somebody who's done a huge amount of DIY, is an absolute fanatic about woodwork and things related to it. And we thought we would, in the interests of trying to get people like myself a little bit more accomplished around the house, ask Thomas to give us his idea of what are the essential things that need to be in a toolkit. Thomas, welcome. We're not together, so you don't have a toolkit to show me. Otherwise, we could bang things on tables and clank them together. But is your basic toolkit fairly lean, or is it big, and do you have incredibly powerful arms?
No, I don't have any. Hi, good afternoon. I don't have powerful arms, no, but I do have quite a big collection of tools.
Okay.
But it's for doing major work, so you don't need that much as a normal DIYer. You basically need essentials like screwdrivers and hammers and stuff like that to do your around the house stuff.
Have tools changed a lot over the years? I mean, because I'm not much of a fixer myself, and when I do get drawn into it, I use what we have. But people who are professionals like yourself, craftsmen, and people who are taking this more seriously, does a lot of new stuff come on the market, or have we kind of peaked?
No, there's a lot of technology and development on on tools, but you know what. There's still the traditional stuff still works just as well. I mean, you're not going to spend thousands of rands on DIY tools anyway. It's only when you're going to go start getting really into it.
What's the thing that you've bought or acquired over the last year or two that has made you say, wow, I don't know how I managed before I got this?
Probably a scroll saw the other day. I bought a scroll saw, which is very good for doing small cuts and very precise turns and stuff like that on wood. That was probably the best thing I've bought.
Tell us how it works.
So it's basically like a very thin blade, almost like a bandsaw or a very small hacksaw blade. And it's got a table on it, so your wood sits flush. Then you just push it through. So you can do like very intricate turns and all that sort of stuff. So you could cut out a butterfly, for instance.
What got you
instead of using a laser cutter?
Right. What got you into working with your hands like this?
I'm just very good with my hands. I prefer doing hands-on stuff than anything else. It's just the enjoyment. I really enjoy it. It really, it's just quite a good stress reliever.
Yes,
put it that way.
Is there a disadvantage to family members and friends saying, "Oh, you need that fix called Thomas"? Are you happy to go? Are you happy to go? And B, is that the occupational hazard of being, as you say, very good with your hands?
Yeah, it is. You get called on quite a lot from people, and you get pulled all over the place to fix things. It happens a lot.
Yeah. I suppose your patience must wear thin at some point. What are you working on at the moment? I mean, presumably you're not just fixing things. You particularly like doing woodwork. What are you trying to do at the moment?
I'm actually building quite a big larder for a customer at the moment. With drawers and shelves and cupboard doors and stuff like that for their kitchen. And he wants it in like an old country or style kitchen, that type of thing.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. The smell of the sawdust, hey? It never got under my skin, but my guest certainly found that it did. Thomas Rogers, on our property feature, I suppose we're broadening this out a little bit. We've spoke a lot about property and the selling and buying of property, leasing, a lot of the legal stuff. we're looking, I think, a little bit more broadly at the general idea of home. So we'll be talking DIY, we'll be talking paint, we'll be talking decorating and those kinds of things. So as before, if you've got some ideas, things you want us to cover, things that you'd like to talk about perhaps and come on the show, 31702, drop me a note. We'll have a look at it and have a chat.